Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, which is the first Simon dealing with Inyan Rosh Hashanah. And the Chavis says, No agim lakum v'yashmores, lomar slichos v'tachnunim, me'rosh chodesh v'eilach, ad yom v'kipurim. So the language of v'yashmores is a very significant. The Mishnah Berurah right away explains that v'yashmores is v'yashmores haboker. Shmos HaBokeh refers to the end of the night. Mishnah Berurah quotes, this is quoted by the Torah, Mishnah Berurah at the bottom, in the Akdama to this Simen, the Sof HaLayla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shot Bailam Hazeh V'Ulei Svatso. And he cites from a famous Chazal, and also a few Asmachtas, Adila Dodi, Dodi Li, and the Mishnah Berurah then, at the end, as I said, mentions a number of other citations. However, this language of the Yashmaris is critical. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, when the Rambam himself cites this din, the Rambam is really the makor almost for the language of the Mechaber, because the Rambam says over there, "Vinodu kulam lakum ba'layla v'yasara yamin elu." Of course, it's fascinating that as far as I'm knowing, the Sichos the entire month of Elul. The Rambam only has Sichos and Asara to make sure. The Rambam says that the minhag is to get up at night, basar yomim, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and to say divrei tachnunim v'kibushim ad sheyer hayom. Masha for the Rambam, and also for the language of the Mechaber, even though the Mechaber's lashon is lokum bashmuris. Bashmuris is used bashmuris abokir. That's the language that's found in Piyutim. But the Rambam says clearly lokum balayim. Rambam's lashon is the practice of saying slichos is dafka at nighttime after chatzos, kodim sheyoyu hayom, before daybreak. Now the reason for this is also again I'm not ascribing this to the Rambam, but I am ascribing it to the Mechaber. The reason why it's not said before chatzos is because before chatzos is not a zman of rachamim. Before chatzos al pi haKabbalah is a zman of din. I mentioned already a number of times the chiluke. Deos between Ashkenaz and Mitzrayim regarding the recital of Adon Hashem Erev Yishin. Ashkenazim say Shachris and Mariv. Mitzrayim say Shachris and Mincha. Why don't they say it in Mariv? The answer is because Mariv is this man of Din. And what we're doing with Adon Hashem Ori, we are asking Hashem basically, Esponecha Hashem Avakesh, Al Tastev, Erechem, and many were Dibrei Bakosha. Dibrei Bakosha, Al Pi HaKabbalah, have no place till Chatzos Laila. After Chatzos, there's room for a Dibrei Bakosha. The Raya is from a Gemara in Brachis, David HaMelech. Chatzos Laila, Okum Lahid Besucha Mishpei Tzikach. It's almost a Gemara in Mefureshe. So there's a Nigla aspect to it, but it's generally understood up in Nistar. Obviously, Ashkenazim are concerned about Nistar. Ein Lano Eisek Benistaros. So therefore, from our perspective, we can say, L'dav Hashem Erev Yishi, at nighttime, before Chatzos, when the Midas Adin is shorer, but Ashkenazim are not concerned about Kabbalah, and Sfarim are very concerned about Kabbalah. Even though I mentioned many times here also that the only reference to Kabbalah in the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, who is a great Mekubal, Rabbi Yisrael Karo, there's only one remez to Kabbalah, and that is, for example, in the Koteret of the Simonim, instead of writing Reish Sadi Ches, he writes Reish Ches Sadi. Because we don't want Chas V'Shalom there to be any kind of Retzach in what we learn in Shulchan Aruch. But that is the only reference to Kabbalah in Dalek of the Shulchan Aruch. Lefi Ani Uzdaiti. I'm not a Boki in Kol HaTorah Kula, but for what I've seen in the Shulchan Aruch for many, many years, so I noticed that aspect of things. Now, Kabbalah really doesn't play any role in Shulchan Aruch. In general, this Mishnah Berurah refers to a famous discussion among the Gedolei Poskim. Do we at all take into account the Kabbalistic kind of thinking? And the answer is only if there's no nigla. If there's no nigla, so Mishnah Berurah passes the halacha. If there's a nigla on the topic, then we don't take into account the Kabbalistic position. If there's no nigla, then there's room for the Kabbalistic position. Now going back to the Amiras HaSlichos. So Amiras HaSlichos, going to the Rambam is Dafka Balayla. And as I said, it's after Chatzos. The Meiri actually has in his Chibur al Tshuva, very beautiful Chibur al Tshuva that the Meiri wrote, and the Meiri there points out that it dafka to din in nighttime. And I heard from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik many, many times, even though in his later years, he said slichos before chatzais. But in the years that I heard him, chas v'shalom to say slichos before chatzais. So Meish has a famous tshuva in New York where he had ruffians and gangsters and terrorists running around. So people are frightened to go to slichos after chatzos. The only time they do it is the first Matzai Shabbos. Otherwise, they say slichos earlier. I assume in certain areas in New York, I imagine most areas still say slichos. In the yeshiva world today, slichos is said early in the morning. Early in the morning for them means 7:30. That's called early in the morning, or a little bit before the normal time they would daven. And that's many Sfaradim today also say slichos either they say 7 o'clock, or maybe 6:15 or 6:30, or they say the chatzais ayom during the day, mincha time. It's also a very prominent minhag here. You can see it in this neighborhood, in the Ramah, with Sfaradim Shimon Yonim, and in Yerushalayim as well. So the door, it's a the Kog David Emsel, David Yeshal Dor Chalash. We have a weak generation. So whatever the case is, the Rav himself lamented the fact that Slichos is said before Chatzos. Okay, that's number one. Number two, which is also very important, the Shabru also discussed this, Barichos. Shabru actually is based on the Gemara Shoshana. The Gemara says that Daf Yitzayin, I believe it is, Vayav Hashem Akhona Vayikro, Vlamish in the Sait of Akhavish Bochel, Vishach Tzibor, it tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Kozman, Shi Yisrael, Kozman, Vafonai, Yasu, Kesei, Vazeh, Vani Yom Cholem, Kesei, I mean, Yugim, Vidal, Shavachanim, that we invoke, Dafka, in the context of the Slichot. So let's you once have a shir, and the Lashon, the Gemara, Shoshana, Nisatev, Akhavish Bochel, Vishach Tzibor. He discussed when Eitu Frosh is required. Essentially, he brought five or six places where you need Eitu Frosh. Either Rosh means covering your head with a talus. First of all, Tfilah is the classic case. And there are different chiluk. And there, some people have Eitu Rosh the entire davening. I don't do that. I personally follow my father. My father was very similar to Rasul Avechek, that he was about Misate at Baruch Hu, and then in Shmonesre, and that's about the extent of it. The Rav even took off his talus over his head after Baruch Hu. After the Baruch Hu, it's all discussion of the Taz and the Farshim. So the Bach, Shita, the Mishmur goes to the Bach, the entire davening. From beginning to end, there are many people who are knowing about the Bach, the Misatev all the way, but the reason why I mention that in the context of Itov, Rashi and Shabbos calls that passage until them. Fibel Loni Kiyatov, Vnei Hashem, Yishmok Sichel. So that's one marker for Itov Rosh. Then you have this Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which I mentioned at the design of the base, Vayav Hashem Akonav Ikav, Vlam Mishin Misatev, Akonav Kvot, Mishach Tzibor, and I'm going to discuss that in a few moments. And it tells Moshe Rabbeinu, as long as Chal Yisrael are involved in any kind of transgression, Yasu Bapanek Seder Azeh, Vani Em Cholem, I'll give them a chila. Another deal of Itov in the context of Slichas. Then you have Itov a number of other times. The Mishnah writes in Shavuos with reference to Dayanim. Dayanim, when they're about to issue the Psak, they are Misatef. V'kerem Elokim Yishpot, at the moment of Psak. There are many Gemaras that indicate this as well. There's Itov Rosh. Number four, which is also probably a famous example, here you see that in Eretz Yisrael, namely that on Friday night, there are many Sfaradim, but generally more knowing like this. Based on the Rambam, they're the Shabbos. But the Rambam says, Misatfin, and we go out, Likros, B'nei Shabbos, Malchus. So we got to view the Shabbos. Here you see it. There's a cell, even in Ramat Beit Shemesh, on modern Yibiyotera. So even at Ramat Beit Shemesh, you see Sfaradim who go to Shul. They are Be'itzof Rosh, to greet the Shabbos, Malchus. Rashi and Vayechi also quotes another context, which is also a very important context when Yosef came to visit his father, when the Pasuk tells us that so he goes to visit his father, Bikul Cholim, brings his children, Ephraim and Manasseh. And so Rashi there also has a comment that the Cholim, above the Cholim, is Ribon Shalom. It's actually called Shalom Aruch. Aloch is the name of Itov by Bikul Cholim. There are those who are mapping on this Arayam Hazeh, that they are misate betalisom when they are mevake chole because kevel kibishra. So the whole shir, Rasul Eishi was devoted to what's the common denominator between all these items. He said, common denominator, we are lifnei hashkina. In biku chole, we are lifnei hashkina, interfersed by slichas, in the context of tefillah, the pasuk that I mentioned earlier, tefillah l'oni kiyato, lifnei Hashem yishmok simcha. All these are dinam lifnei Hashem. It was a very lengthy shir of several hours. And he laid out what exactly it means of the Hashem. It has many, many ramifications. Okay, but the reason why I'm mentioning this right now because of the Yigil Mido Shavacham. So the Shabura quotes that the Yigil Mido Shavacham are only separate tzibur. This is the subject of a lot of discussion. Why is that so? Essentially, We assume the Gilgamesh Shorachim is a Dabar Shabikdusha. Dabar Shabikdusha, the way the people God defines it, that's the way she used to call it, Hazmana Va'aniya, where you invite the Tzibur to a conversation, to a dialogue, where you be Mekai Mitzah say, Nikdash Tibetov Va'nisel. A dialogue. I think I mentioned a few times, my practice, I'm not telling anybody to do what I do. I just want to issue a disclaimer at the very outset. Namely, I don't say the Kaddish Hashem Tov Ha'olam or Naviso Menachdishcha, the Elmar Udav, this would be our beloved Gabbai. But even he doesn't probably notice it. I try to do it very clandestinely. Namely,
open from the fridge.
So I don't say the Kaddish Hashem Tov Ha'olam, which is the, according to my understanding of Mishnah Berurah, that's really the psak of Mishnah Berurah. You have to really read between the lines in that siman that deals with Kedusha in order to see that. Or Naritzcha, why not? Because basically, Shiat Sibur is the one who is issuing a proclamation. Let us go and be Mekadesh Shem Shomayim. Mekadesh Shem Tuba'olam, Gishen Shemad Yishevos, Avishmei Maro. And then we respond to Sibur. That's what it's called. Hazmana Raniya. He is the Mazmin, the one who's inviting us to engage in this dialogue of Kiddush Hashem, and we respond. So why in heaven's name are we saying the Kaddish? And the same with Naritzcha and Agdisha, Yisol Tziyav Sabi Kodesh, Agdisha Yipshim Chava Kodesh, or Kese Yidil Hashem Olkeinu, Malochim Hamon Imal, and Mam Kodesh Mutzi Mata, Yachad Kula Mutim Malochim, and then there's the Hazmona, and we respond. So I have never, I shouldn't say never, but most of my life I have not said of course, we have the Shulchan who defends the practice, the Dark of HaKadosh. He always defends the Dark of Yisrael. And he has, I'm not getting into that topic right now, it's not my issue. I once said a shiur on this topic actually in the shul when I spoke about the different fiducials, but it was a little bit abstruse, as someone told me, but it was also a lengthy shiur. So, anyway. Anyway, but the you give me the shavachim. I only said the tzibur. Why? Because we assume it's a darsha b'kedusha. There's hazmona v'aniya. There's a back and forth, and therefore for that reason, when I said it's relevant only to a tzibur. This is already written by the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Yudzayin on the base. If I'm not mistaken, the Ritva says he's medayik from Moshe the Gemara. Vayavar, the Gemara dashed on this passage, I mentioned it a few moments ago. Vayavar Hashem Alpona Vayikra, says the Ritva, Vayavar, what does that mean? Miloshen Eire Lefne Ateva. That's the Gemara says, Nisadeh Vakadosh Baruch Hu Kishreach Tzibur. So that you give me the Shavachim, and he says the Ritva is only B'tzibur. That's not his Chiddush. It is his Chiddush, I mean, in context of that. The reason why I say this is because what about a yochid? What can he say? What can he not say? So we know that piyutim without yigul midos can be said by yochid. That's how the Shabura Paskins, and that's how we are doing. Someone who doesn't say slichus, but tzibur, so he can say all the piyutim. And here there might be a distinction. Actually, here it would be, I don't know if you have the Shabura Chedekbav, I'll show you in Tovkuf Samachay. Tovkuf Samachay, which is earlier, near the Mishabura in Hilbos Tanios, refers to this halacha. Also famous Mishabura, the Dinu Vadenu. Tovkuf Samachay. So if you have a Mishabura, I'm sorry. Okay, you can trust me, I'm reading. So the Mishabura writes over here in Tovkuf Samachay, it's in the same kind of Chedekbav. Siv Hei. Ein ha-yochid v'ashoy lo ma-shoshes ha-vidos. That he cannot, Yochid cannot say the Gilgul Midos Shavachim. It's considered to be a Dovah Shavikdusha. And it's based on the Hamishonim. Avol in Bolo, Amrim Derech Kriya Ba'alma Omra. Derech Kriya, he can say that. What does it mean, Derech Kriya? It says in Mishavura, B'nigun u'b'taymin. If he says it with the Nigun and with the Tami Hamikra, then even the Yochid, we have to say it. But to say it, the way we do, namely including our tefillos as a kind of bakasha, Hashem, a special bakasha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Bein ne'emar parameyasar," can't be said less than a minyan because it would be inappropriate to say less than a minyan unless you say it derech kriya. This Mishnah Berurah is very famous. The Chacham is very famous. The Chacham makes a distinction between somebody that said derech bakasha or somebody that said derech kriya. This needs itself a separate shear. But the Rambam then says, "V'chenin Yochid lo maslichos, v'ayav Hashem alpanu v'yikra." Now Yochid doesn't say that either. Again, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. He tells you another additional, very interesting thing. "Ein lomar ha'aderes ve'emuna mitzibur kim yom kippurim." That's a beautiful, very beautiful tefillah with many, many nigunim, many neginot, and that is limited to Yom Kippur. Wow. Aderes Ramuna. Ein Lomar. So people sing it. Simchas Torah. What's the heter to sing it? Simchas Torah, Mishnah Berurah says. Only be Yom Kippur. Okay, I'm not here. Hayochid. So who's Ein Lomar? Atzibur. Says Mishnah Berurah. Hayochid, Yochid Lomar, Aderes, Kol HaShemah. But Yochid, but we're not Yechid, because you have Simchas Torah, as far as I know. We're saying it Torah as a kind of Tzibur. Wow. So this needs a separate discussion. Maybe one day I'll have that also. And he goes further. Never say slichus before chasos lalom. Or you give aminos. Now, it's true that I think Sfadim say you give aminos on a daily basis. Talking about not just Monday and Thursday. There are Ashkenazi kehilos that say you give avilos on Monday and Thursday. Sfadim say every single day. You give avilos shavachamim. If I'm not mistaken, I don't dive in the Sfadim. It's not my thing. But the Shabura here is a very famous. So the point I'm trying to make here, we're talking about the context of Tana Sibur. So the halach is that piyutim themselves without giving avilos can be said by Yochid without a problem. But here's the distinction between Aseres and Metshuva and slichas that being said as far as the tiny sibur. That's what Machabe said. The guy, a tiny sibur, a yochid is not allowed to say the Gilma Midos, it's Dabash of Kedusha. And even the Ramah says that Mishnah Berurah actually, after explains the Ramah, namely that the Ramah is talking about slichas themselves, the piyutim, but the Achronim have a whole discussion on this, name of the Magen Avraham here and many other of the Achronim. What's the Isur of a yochid saying Amiras Aslichos? You'll have to look over here. The Magen Avraham in Tovkuf Samuchay, the Magen Avraham right over here, this siman, that he actually wants to be Miyashay, that the Shittas Ramah is after those who say Slichos in the middle of Shmoneseh, the middle of Chazar Sashatz. So if you say Bitsibur, well, that's all right. However, if Yochid does it, Yochid says, so then at the end of the Tovkuf Shmoneseh, that would be a Hefzeh. The Mishnah Berurah in the Shad Zion here, it's Sivkot Yud, I don't know if you have it on the bottom, you probably don't. But if you look at the Sivkot Yud and Sharat Zion, that's what Mishnah Berurah discusses as well. That he says here, reading the next page, the list of my graduation. Shabamakim Shenogim Lomar Sukhim Tzibur, the Emsat Filoso, and Yochid Bit Filoso, and Yochid Lassos, Ke Mishum Hefsek. If it would be in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, then the Yochid should not do so, that would constitute the Hexet. So we assume that the best of the Chetzah, you're going to be the Sashat Tapu to Tzibur. And the Ramah says that even Slichus, which is a kind of introduction, the Gilomidos also Dafter B'tzibur, and therefore Yochid should not say that. But all this is talking about what Slichus of a Tana Sibur. The whole context here is the context of a Tana Sibur. And a Tana Sibur, Mikra Din, we say Slichus in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's in the next sim, Tovkuf Samech Vav, Din Tana Sibur. So here the Mechaber tells you, and that's the practice, to say Slichus on a Tana Sibur in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And even though that's not the minhag, that's not the correct minhag, we say it right into Shemoneh Esrei, because this way somehow you're able to connect to the Shemoneh Esrei. But more or less, it's supposed to be said in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. It's not done. But Aseres and Metshuva, or the Slichas that said the Rosh Hashanah, then we have a separate Seder HaTfilah of Slichos, which is not a part of Tfilah Lichora, and that's based on the Pasuk Dirsh Hashem Bimasal in Chayav Nun Hei, Dirsh Hashem Bimasal Karu Biyosel Karo. And that's what the Rambam says, that even though Avobi writes over there in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Beis, Avobi Sheha Tshuva, Batfila, Yafa Lo'ilam, but Vasar Yom Ben Roshon Yom Kippurim, Yafa B'Yesim, Eskabel Sinviyat, Shenema, Dishu Hashem B'Yim Batzom. So apparently you have to say the B'yuchad of Tfila in these days. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah and the like, and that's the chiddush between Slichas of Tana Sibur and the Slichas that we said in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Tana Sibur, the Slichas that I consider to be a seventh tefillah. It's part of the Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris. Masha'en can't sleep with Aseres Yemei Tshuva. All the days for Rosh Hashanah is considered to be a tefillah b'nei atzma. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, I think it's on Daf Yuches, this is on Yitzayin, Ayavor, and Yuches is the next Gemara. The Gemara Yuches, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, even the tefillah of the Yochid is miskabel, like the tefillah of the Tzibur, Shekol HaShanah Kula, because the Gemara says that the Pasuk Yedvarim that says, the Chol Kareinu Elo, Kini Goy Godol, that Ashelah Elokim Krovim Elo, Kashem Elokim, the Chol Kareinu Elo, is not in this period of time during the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur period, the 10 days, and therefore even the author can say, Slichas Aseres Tshuva, that's his man where Hashem is being Motzo, Melech Basodeh. Okay, I mean, I'm just distinguishing between Slichas of Matan Sibur, which is really embedded in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, even though it said at the end, it's still connected, Hashem gets Slichas of the year, it seems like Hashem kind of feeling. Now, I mentioned a moment ago that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misateh Kishriat Sibur. So the Lavush, very famous comment of the Lavush is quoted in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. There, if you look at the beginning, the Simen that we're doing right now. So the Lavush, that Simen points out something very fascinating, and I'm sure you're all aware that it's not a chiddush at all. Namely, that the Slichos are patterned as a kind of Shonesim, or as a kind of Tefillah. We start with Ashrei. And Ashrei, as you know, the Gemara says that we say Ashrei 3 times a day, but Ashrei precedes the Shemoneh Esrei. Lamod b'tfila mitavdi v'tera. That's what Ashrei is all about. Whatever that means, that needs a second shiur as well. But lamod b'tfila mitavdi v'tera is when we say Ashrei. And what are we doing in Slichas? We're saying Ashrei. Now take a look at the in the middle. In the middle, you have, of course, let's start from the beginning. You have the Ashrei. You have Kaddish. And then you start the beginning of Slichas, which is like an introduction to what were the major part of Slichos, which will be essentially Yugil Amil Shavachan, Shema Koleinu in the middle. So what's the beginning? Suga de Zibur. That's how the Lavush writes in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, and he compares the Slichos to Shemoneh Esrei. Asalvechi was nai to keep his feet together in Tzai Slichos, Adin Shemoneh Esrei. Asalvechi had a lot of interesting practices. People don't follow them, generally speaking. For example, I keep my feet together in the Bracha Achas Ben Sheva that we say on Friday nights, that did Shemoneh Esrei. It's Aloch in Shemoneh Esrei. We're more or less a praising of the Shemoneh Esrei. It's being said, namely, when we sing it, the Nika Adin probably should not be sung, but the Tzibur likes to sing. That's what I saw in the Shemoneh Tzibur Sidur over here. It said the Tzibur likes to sing. I didn't find that in Mashal Chavar, but okay. It's just, it says in Mashal Chavar, in Mashal Chavar, in Shemoneh Adam and Amigino. Maybe we'll discuss that hopefully tomorrow night. But whatever the case is, it doesn't mention that the Tzibur likes to sing. I'm not familiar with those. That there was an interpolation I saw in the Shah Tzibur sitting here in Beis Tfilah. It's very nice, but I'm just pointing out simply the following. I'm just getting to that point. But that is, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, what do we do? Of Slichas Tachanun. Kaddish is Gabel. So it's an Shemoneh Esrei. That's a Lavush. Famous Kiddush of Lavush that, so Asal Eshi Hill like this Lavush. And therefore, he felt that he should stand Shemoneh Esrei. The way it's saying Shemoneh Esrei, the feet together and the slichas v'kachu nahar. That was his practice. I don't know how many people actually follow that, but it's based on the Lavush over here in this siman in Tov Kuf Pei Aleph that he writes over there. That says slichas v'tachnunim, chazav begins Ashrei, and then that's tila v'shelach, and then you say the many psukim devil kol basi avo the whole hanashav alach v'agluf alach v'sizak psukim v'zimra. Rasul Eshi once said a whole shir to prove that's a dim psukim v'zimra. Wow, what a shir. There's hours and hours. When you try to find the elements of Sukkot Zimra, the elements of here, Sukkot Zimra, it's not 1,000% Muhammad. That's all I can tell you. But I agree, the middle is certainly very compelling. Shema Koleinu in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. After we go through all kinds of Bakashas, etc. Shemach at the beginning, Bakasha in the middle, Shemach at the end, Tachanun, Kaddish Tiskabo. So that was the framework. Yeah, I would like to hear.
When did the middle of Slichos start?
It's a very good question. So this is a long discussion. It's basically the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. I think he does have, yeah, he does. Yeah, he has reference to it right over here. He writes, look at the beginning of this in the Hakdama, and then a bit later, more than he claims, he traces it back to literally Moshe Rabbeinu, Har Sinai, and the 40 days between Rosh Chodesh, Elul, and Yom Kippurim. But you're asking historically, when exactly Slichos began, the Gemara mentions it. You see it from the Gemara. Obviously, the Nusach that they have was not what we do today. And that developed over a period of time. There's a lot of literature on this topic. But you have to speak to Marina Rachelita regarding this matter. You probably have some sources for this. It's interesting that I think I mentioned this also. So I'm also marked like Chaim Volozhiner, like the Gemara, that we skip the tefillos where you ask for malachim. I do it in the Hakdama, the Musaf, namely where in the Yoni Mimas, at the end there's a reference to malachim. We skip all that, or we skip Matisse Rachamim, or we skip, actually we don't say Midas Arachamim Aleinu is Galgali. I will say that. I have a different Musach, Adila, which I've been saying my whole life. And the Rambam has a Bishop, Shaitz Zadivin. I think the Yisrael HaMisha, Gigil Ikrim, the Rambam says over there, in that we only daven to Hashem, Baruch Hu B'li Yatzai. We only daven to Hashem without any mediation, without any intermediaries. And that's why this is the minute. Now, this I do sing, and my wife feels I should sing it. And that is Baruch Hu L'Shalom. So Rishi did not say Baruch Hu L'Shalom on Lel Shabbos. We don't have any dialogue with Malachim, what in heaven's name is going on over here. And the briskets are just out of control, as they say. So it's across the board. They have a very, very good deal. Just Bachuni L'Shalom, they don't say. So the question is, how they say Shalom Aleichem? Who are they saying Shalom Aleichem to? That's not a discussion. Are we talking to Malachim? Who are we talking to? We say Shalom Aleichem Malachi Asher. It sounds like we're talking to Malachim. Malachi Yodim. So what's the problem with that? The problem is, okay, we can say Shalom Aleichem to Malachim, but to Ben Fav Rocha, to ask them for a Rocha, Bachuni L'Shalom. Technish, forget about it. We don't do such things. Okay, I'm just telling you a few risky things, a few things from the legend name of the goat. There's also a very fascinating issue, which is also very interesting. So people ask me in the shul, they asked me that a number of times. They came back to Davini, the middle of Shmonesrei, and then the fellow after Davini is going to Kesheifer. Should they stop Shmonesrei to hit Kesheifer? This is a famous question. Should they stop Shmonesrei to hit Kriyas HaTorah? Okay, came late. Should they stop Shmonesrei to Bichas Kodesh? So I said the best thing to do is to come on time, but to come early. And this way you won't avoid all these issues, because the issues are so complicated. I don't see any makom lahakel to stop Shmonesrei because of a minute to both get Shefei after Davening or Shoshana, which is a very nice minhag. I mean, if someone calls me from the shul also, he missed the Tkiyas Shefei, he doesn't have a bow himself, doesn't own a shofar. What should he do now? He says he realized that in the middle of the day at work, should he now go somewhere where he can find the shofar? And he said they'll take off pay from his work in order to hear the shofar that he didn't hear this morning. Someone asked me in the shul, they called me up. I said, I don't think so. He said, but you know, it's going to bother him. Oh boy. I said, it's going to bother you. He probably should do it. You won't be able to sleep at nights. Or something along those lines. You'll have those kinds of issues. Wow. I said, what about my Madrega? Unbelievable. How about I should be as my Madrega? I generally don't miss anything. But okay, I don't miss the Kesheva either. And I also have a Sheva, the low case of necessity. But here's what I'm asking. It's interesting. Someone asked me that also in the shul, that we blow Sheva before the Davar Hashem Ori. So the shul asked me, can I blow it after the Davar Hashem Ori? Or can I blow it right before? He said, the Davar Hashem Ori, blow the shofar. That's the, here we say Kaddish actually after the Davar Hashem Ori, but right before it, we blow the shofar. Is that what you do? I think so. That's in Lithuania, the minig was to blow shofar after La'achra Amiras, the Davar Hashem Ori, Mishi. Kachshamah Nasol Metric, at the end of the whole, when the tefillah was basically over. That's what they did. So what's the issue? So the issue is very question. Balabatish. Are these tefillahs connected to the Seder HaTzvila or not? By the way, in Mishnah Berurah, who mentions the Nogim Dinosenu here in Sif Cotton Days, Lomar Bechol Yom Machla Gemara Tefila Dav Hashem Berkul Ere. Yom Machla of Kaddish. Mishnah Berurah, you don't know when the Tkiyas Shofar of this Chadishel took place, before or after. But as Aloysius said in Lithuania, the practice was to say after the Dav Hashem Berkul Ere, to indicate there's no connection between this kiosk and the same God feel. And those, what's the idea? Lazarus says, oh, Nasos Tshuva. We want to energize the people that should do Tshuva when they leave Shul. And as a matter of fact, that's what's written, the Rav Yom. The Rav Yom, one of the Rishonim, that's what he writes. That these kiosks are only kiosks of zeros to energize us to do Tshuva. And then we should separate them completely from the actual tefillah. And they should be blown once we finish the entire tefillah. That's when you blow the Tkiyas Shofar regarding the Tkiyas Shofar of Chodesh Shel. If you blow before Amiras, it looks like they connected to Tfilah. And so some say no. I mean, some. I think that's the prevalent meaning of Ashkenaz. It's to do a Dafka before the Davar Hashem Ori. I don't see, as I said, the Mishnah Berurah, I don't recall that he mentions here. I'm going to have to look down the Matei Ephraim to see if he quotes any practice with reference to that, what exactly it said. But the Rav said, that's all he said, Lithuania, that was the minute. The minute was to do it at the end of davening, after the Davar Hashem Ori. So why do we do it earlier? So there are those who want to be miyashi the minog, why are we makdim the tefillos, the pramir of the David? Because we want to have shofar before we say ki tzvineni b'sukkah, because that's a remnant of the mitzvah of sukkah, and Rosh Hashanah come before sukkah. It's there. We go to shofar before, in order there should be a seder hadvarim. That was a little balabatish, but kach ra'iti, kach shamati, as an explanation for our practice. Now, it could very well be that clearly, this is why it's relevant. What about Tkiyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah? We want to make sure we blow 100 kiyas, the Yerushalmi that takes the goats, and then Meir Pais to put even the Sisra. When do we blow those kiyas? What I'm asking is, do we blow them before the Davar Hashem Oiri? And the answer is yes. We blow them before the Davar Hashem Oiri. Why can Rosh Hashanah? The Kurdish are part of the Seder Tzvimah. I'm not, I have to check to see what we do here. We do, of course we do. Before the Davar Hashem Oiri, because it's connected to Seder Tzvimah. So better to be Tokay actually before the end of Mashiach, the Kiyas and Elul here. As I said, the Chura, maybe there's a welcome to distinguish between these two. Okay, I'm just mentioning this because this is a very, one of these, I call exotic matters that always interest me. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also comments on the next bit in the Mechaber, the Ramah says here that we start from Rosh Chodesh Re'eleth to blow Achar HaTfila Shachris. So I want to be back in that motion that Mishnah Berurah doesn't say. But the Ramah says, Achar HaTfila Shachris. What does that mean? What's Achar HaTfila Shachris? Is that before the David, after the David? Unclear. Very unclear. And the Ramah says further that we begin to say Slichos, Ashkenazim, B'yom Rishon Shalvei Rosh Hashanah. So we begin 4 days from Rosh Hashanah. The Achronim said, Rosh Hashanah here, Sidkot and Rav, Yisod HaMinigot, because there are people who actually fast, Aser Shemei Tshuva, Yitam Tshuva. And these 4 days come to Yimashim, the 4 days in the midst of Aser Shemei Tshuva, that you're not allowed to be Misan, and then the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat Shuva, Erev Yom Kippur, and therefore, the Yimei Aslichos before Rosh Hashanah are a chelek of Aser Shemei Tshuva themselves. There's an inner Aser Shemei Tshuva, and therefore you need Aser Yomim of Slichos of Tshuva, and that's why in order to be Mashlim, Yomim Aser Yomim, that's what we have these, as I said, 4 days before. And the truth of the matter is that here you see also Mikra Adin, there's an inner of Yimei Tainis with Tshuva, namely Aser Yom. I know people who fast Aser Yom with Tshuva. Older Rabbanim. They fast Aser Yom with Tshuva, and this is the marker for it. And you have to add 4 days where you can't fast. And even though I think Rav Kahn himself does not fast, I don't fast during these days. But still, Tainis essentially is a Chetimta with Tshuva. That's what Tainis is, again, a Chetimta with Tshuva. Now I mentioned another halacha. This is what I discussed with Dr. Shlomo Shlita. I don't claim to be that person, but there is a Kpeda to find the Shriat Sibur that's Hogun, and the Mishnah Tanya said Tezvo. Mishnah says on Tanya Sibur, they look for a Shat from Zokin Barogel, as I mentioned, Zokin Barogel, in order that they should be Libo Sholem Mitzvila. Now, if you look in Simon Nun Gimel, which I just happened to bring, but you don't have to have it, in Simon Nun Gimel, that's where this halach is quoted. In Shulchan Aruch, in Nun Gimel, the first letter. In Nun Gimel, so there, Siv Dalid, the Mechaber says the following. Shatz tzor shiyeh hogun. They say, oh, hogun, shiyeh rekel le'averos. Wow, what a bad rekel. V'shalo yatzol lav shem ra'atul bi'aldusa. Wow, someone who basically has an impeccable record all the way, the time that he was a young person. Mishnah Berurah says, let's say he doesn't have a Beckham of record, but we know he did Tshuva. Wow. Wow. Very few people would be Ru'uyim L'kach. And then he goes further. Rabbi Chaim, Mishay Onav, Umarutzel Am, that's the most important quality. I think I mentioned this already before. Yes, in the Shir. What qualities are required? So you read from the Hinni Animi Mas. The Kabbal Tfilasi. He's Tfilah Zokin Beragel, Upir Konoya, Uskana Magudo, Lakoda Noya, Mumur Vidas Mabios. So yes, the Shir, which is the most important quality? You will not believe what one person said. Zokono Magudo. We just went into stitches, got a long beard. The longer the beard, the Rav himself cracked up, just completely cracked up. And then he asked that fellow who's a Bashima today, is my beard long enough? He didn't have such a long rupture of his beard. He says, what is the shear of the beard? I thought it was just hilarious, one of the hilarious moments of my life in Rasulullah's Yeshiva. I put that in the sefer. And Adam Golom, a Meshach Tashlita, told me, take that out of here. I wrote that in the sefer. I wrote every H.
In the new sefer?
Yeah, the one that just came out. I allowed things of Meshach to took out. He sent it.
Should have two editions.
So that's what everyone wants to see, the other edition. But I'll tell you, one of the
items. Was afraid the person would be embarrassed?
Yeah. Because people know who he was. Yeah, people, it's, you know, there's an expression, remember Narishkai, you don't remember the most important Narishkai, and these are things that people remember. It is Yodua, this person is Sosh Yeshiva, that he is. It was a young man within the sex, we're young, we say sometimes. And it was, it caused such a stir in this year. Okay, then he asked other people, okay, and that's gone to Google. So the other one said, of course, Kolom Noyim, for goodness sakes. Doesn't have a beautiful voice. The Rav waved him away as well. He said, do I have a nice voice? I said, yes, I'm supposed to. I'm a lady for the Mishayrim and the Shayarim. He said, my voice is not too. And the Rav was probably tone deaf, I suspect. That's why when he got an Aliyah, Rabbi Brad, you heard him two blocks away. You didn't hear the Balkari. Mm-hmm. You only heard him. The Pasha had no sense of
was he a Shayatzimor?
On his yard side.
That's
the extent of it. So then the next person said, you can't imagine, every item was said, Pirko Noya, Zokin Virogil, with the exception of the one that the Rav wanted to hear, which was Mura Vadas Mabrius. He held that smaket. What's Mura Vadas Mabrius? He has to be appointed by the Tzibur. The Tzibur has to be Merutza. Merutza Lam. This Machaber writes in Hilchos Tefila, Shatzibur Shatefis, Esomer Bechosko, you remove him. I grew up in the Bronx. There were no rabbonim. We miss people like the four people sitting in front of me who were all right to be rabbonim. We didn't have any rabbonim. And so people used to grab the omen. There were constant fights. I grew up, that's how I grew up, as a young child. So Philip, I thought that's what they do in shuls. I thought it was exciting to come to shul to see all kinds of, not just verbal fisticuffs, even other kind of fisticuffs. There's one guy used to get up, and they called him a terrible voice. They're not a damn at all. Basayana, but he was very strong physically. They called him Basayana, an ostrich. That's what they called. That was his name. It was the Basayana. And I remember as a kid, 5 years old, that's what I witnessed in my life, which had probably a terrorizing effect. I don't know, maybe a traumatic effect on me. I'm not sure exactly. Whatever the case is, so you have these halachas. Also, one of the requirements, Ruagaligos, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. Mr. Brewer says he has everything down pat. Every pasuk that's cited in the Shemoneh Esrei, he is familiar with. And then Mr. Brewer says, in Meir Ruagil, the cross, then he's continued to be under the strictures of Meisir Ozna Mishmaya Torah, Gam Tvilas HaTorah. Very strong language here in Mr. Brewer. He talks about who's going to be a Shemoneh Esrei. So my Rabbeim were very, very makbid on who the Shemoneh Esrei was going to be. Okay, I'm just telling you my history or my past, whatever it's worth. And okay, so now Zokin Berogel, so this is a din, we got Mashiach Tzibur, Kala Shana Kula, Nun Gimel. So when they tell you, the Ber Hakim over here brings some Achreinim, that Ein Lahakbid Mashiach Tzibur Shal Kala Shana, the Moshe Makbid Mashiach Tzibur on the special days. That's what the Ber Hakim quotes here. Now, the Rambam does not, if I'm not mistaken, the Ber Hakim of Tzvila doesn't quote all these tonight, all these conditions that we mentioned, the Hinnani, as I mentioned a moment ago, the Gabi Kala Shona. Where's the Rambam bring it? Dafkin Hilas Tanios. Perigdala. Perigdala Hilas Tanios. That's the Rambam brings all these requirements. So you see, apparently, that Asalvechik, that this is relevant to Tanisi. And the Ramon, Tovku Bayav. You now go back up to the Ramon. Where's he quote it? He quotes the Gabi Shatibur of Yom Noroyim. So the Ramon brings the Alocha to Tzibur Yom Noroyim. So Kala Shona Kula, why is there a distinction? Why does it say here? So Rasalechi thought that the difference is the following. He said that Kol Hashanah Kula Gemara Seder Rosh Hashanah. At the end, Gemara Daf Lamed Daled says that basically, what is the function of Shiat Sibur? The Hotzim Mishen Rabaki. Someone is not a Rabaki, so he's able to be Yotzei for the Shiat Sibur. However, Tan Sibur, he's davening Bahur Atzibur or Bahar Atzibur, not Kechelim Atzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening Laman Atzibur, Muhammad Bamolei. So therefore, we say, for example, the Tan Sibur, the Tfilo is that, what's the Lashon? Hu Yane Eschem Bishma Bakol Tzakaschem. That's the Lashon we say actually in the Slichos of the Tan Sibur. So therefore, in effect, that he is not, basically, he is davening on behalf of the Tzibur, on the Tanis. And then we have to appoint the Sheikh Tzibur, who's the Hogan B'Yosef B'Tfila, and Yom Noroyim, as a Din B'Yuchad, is davening B'Ara Tzibur, and that's the Nusach of Hilri Ani Mimas, before Musaf, Bosi, Lamo, L'Shanen, L'Fanecha, Lamcha, Yisrael, Sheikh Shalchuni, Yab B'Shen, Kedai, B'Hogan L'Kach, and then we have to find the Sheikh Tzibur, and Hogan B'Yosef. There's also here a very another famous din. I don't think we're making this din, says the Mishnah Rambam. V'yesh mekomos shenogim shemispalo sichah mispalo kol yom kulo. And Mishnah Berurah says amas lemitzvah amu lo gemar. Magen Avraham says based that's the principle. So there are, if you look at the Binyan Shlomo, Shlomo Akein the Yom discusses this halacha. When is this mitzvah relevant? This din of Hamasa mitzvah of the Morse. He writes in the Shlomo Akademi Vilna that he says that only we're talking about where the guf mitzvah echad. We're talking about in the body of one mitzvah, but here the mitzvah of saying srichos is one item. And what's the shachas between the srila I'm about to daven shachas, let's say, and the srichos that preceded it? B'chura ein shum kesher between the two items. So, with, for example, he seems to say, Mispal Kalayo, Mincha. That's Shiat Tzibur who said, Slichas in the morning, he should have Mincha for the Amen. Lo Shavah Davar Kazeh. We never heard of such a halacha. Tzvilas Mincha is already another mitzvah, another obligation. So apparently, what is the maskona that must somehow be derived from here? So Asalaji, always one of his favorite things is that, I don't know what this halacha is, but I do know what is the maskona. I mean, Bakesha from all this. Name the maskana is that Slichos is apparently a Hakdama to all the Tfilos Hayom. Not just to Shachris, but to Mincha. The Rambam says, no, again, Shachris, Baal, Slichos, Mispal, Kol Hayom. Kol Hayom means Shachris and Mincha. I never saw this in my entire life. Have you? Maybe have you ever seen that? Who's Machman on that? It's Rambam Shalom Aruch. So that's what I said. The Bnei Shlomo, he tumults on this. And Ad Kidei Kach. Mr. Brewer says, good, Shachris or Mincha. V'yesh omrim, diap arvi shalofono. Oh, because Hayom hole chacha alayla. Starts the previous night. Av la'arvi shalayom shachavel en shachavel. That way. The next day has no relevance there. Kasa v'agra v'om, the v'tam zeh, listen, this is relevant to the gabbai we have here, Adogul, who called him la'ovel, u'lemoyel, u'leyorzai. Well, that's my sin. Well, the rabbi, luckily, the fact that was there. The title of the Yorzai, yes, on this spalla. Unbelievable. So, as I said, I don't know that anyone follows this, but also, as you thought, you see, me, the Srikhas is Akdama to all the tefillos in the course of the day. And basically, asking Hashem that you should accept all of our tefillos today, and the Shachris, and the Minch, all the tefillos are going to follow upon the heels of the Srikhas, should be accepted. That's why we, the same person, Shadav Shachris, Shadav Sir, Shadav Shachris, Shadav Mincha, and that's what Hamas of the Mitzvah, Omla Gemara is all about. Now, there's a very, I would say, I ask people, how come no one does this? Okay, I'll just mention one more halacha, and then we will. There's a Tzif Beis, this I think is a minhag, which is I, in every yeshiva that I'm in, I try to teach young people and people are a bit older, they should follow this minhag. I do my whole life. Fasting Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now the Dakin said, Ramon, no good, Shkolech, Misana, Asor, Yamin. I don't do it. You should fast for 10 days. I don't do it. Now, Salvechigan, Erev Rosh Hashanah used to be Matin Neder, the Kitzer, and say the old Nusach. We say a long, long Nusach. And Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the Torah said, Dor. However, it ended up that his Atzeres Nedarim was longer than all of us put together. because I was present once when he was matzin there. It was around Rosh Hashanah time. He apparently took upon himself to finish the parak. And he tried that last year, which went on for about 9 hours. We had lunch and supper and coffee and mm-hmm. other things in the middle. He was just going on his very way. It didn't happen. So then he said, after he matzin there, so he said here, who here among the Talmidim and the Shia is competent in Michos Adar? Well, no one's going to suggest they are competent. He says, all right, we need Rabbonim. So they went out in the hallway to look for in the building. There were Rabbonim who worked for over there, upstairs there. They found 3 Rabbonim. So then I saw Avichik asked them. They came in with trepidation, trust me. They came with unbelievable fear. It was a scene that I'll never forget. I put this in the same way. Rabbi Sheth said, take it out of the same way. Another thing I think, why? He asked Rabbonim, are you competent? Duchas Nadon. So one of them said, yes, well, it was a mistake on his part. Yeah, they were very fine Rabbonim. So then he tested that fellow in Duchas Nadon on the spot. I was just frightening. I was just frightening. And then he said, it is clear you are not competent in Duchas Nadon. And we will have to teach you, the dark. So it was almost so fayon. They started early in the morning. This was close to Shia already, but they wanted to make sure after us the dark. Even though it wasn't Shabbos, the fear of the dark was Shabbos, and Mishnah Shabbos and Chabbos of Allah, he taught us the dark on salvation on the spot. And then he said that we have to, because he took this there to finish the parak, and he didn't do it, and then he has to be fired. Why he didn't do it then? It was a whole unbelievable. It was incredible what was going on over there. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that every year Rav Soloveitchik was matin there. He was very makbe. I'm also makbe. I tried to stand for Kriyas HaTorah Hazaras HaShatz. I don't sit for Kriyas HaTorah Hazaras HaShatz. I haven't said my entire life for Kriyas HaTorah Hazaras HaShatz. I say all my feet together, not for Kriyas HaTorah Hazaras HaShatz. Then yes, and he never. So every year he was matin there. He got older, and he said that he's not mischaret on the fact he took such a minhag. He's mischaret. They didn't say b'lin neder. So it's like we say the lashon hatzara is done. They didn't say b'lin neder. Lemaisa that from what I understood, he never stopped standing. Even when he was older and very weak, he continued to stand. It was something like he held the kriyas hatzara as a din of ma'amin hasina. I guess that Yerushalmi in brachas is a very beautiful piece on this. Okay, I'm not going to make you crazy with these things, but anyway. So the Medaktikim, it says here, are Nagish Kalachim Nisana Asar Yomim in the 10 days of Nachal Asos. The Rosh actually, the other Rosh Hashanah brings from Abba Pinoy, you go, you're allowed to fast on the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Unbelievable. Why? Because Yomim Melo Meshunim Mikolim Rosh Hashanah. I allowed to fast on Shabbos only in times Chalom. And you have to be Mashlech. That's a Gemara. But here it says you're allowed to fast because this is different than. Rav Haigon is called Rav Haigon. He said, no, you can't be the son of the Shabbos. And he brings a Rai, even Tisha B'Av, which is very chomor. You're not called there Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. It's a Mishnah Megillah, that Puranu say, Agdumi Puranu Salome Kamina, we are Deche. Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we're Deche to Sunday, to the next day. And the Rav Soloveitchik explained that those who are not the son of Shabbos Shuva, they hold that even though there's a Mitzvah Kovah and Onex, how could you somehow be the kind of Mitzvah Kovah only to be fasting on that Shabbos? But the Mitzvah Shuva is matter the times. Just like he allows you to sign the times Chalom on Shabbos, so the mitzvah of Tshuva is a matir to fast on Shabbos as well. Wow! And because nafsho shel adam by a times Chalom, what's the heter to fast on Shabbos? So the Rishonim say nafsho shel adam aguma alam, because he's somehow in a state of trepidation. People have initials happen to what they want to try. People ask they can do hatamas Chalom. They had a terrible nightmare in the dream that they had. So we had 3 people. We had a bezin here for sure. You know, some of them. Our colleagues over here, and they never experienced such a thing. I did experience it with Abdu'ala more than once. And he made Hataras Chalom, and then he described the nightmare. I also put that in the Sefer. Rabbi Shechta took it out of the Yad. I had no answer.
Are there any stories of Abdu'ala in the Sefer?
Of course there are.
Okay, but maybe we take that out.
He wanted to take one of them out of the Rice of the Chalom.
Right.
I said, I can't, I won't take it out. I told Rabbi Shechta, I'm not. So first, he told me, another mice, he said, I'm not going to write a scrubber for you. Wow, that was quite a statement. He'd say, it's not appropriate. He's trying to tell me. If it doesn't reflect well the God of Israel, he doesn't think I should write it there. It did make a difference. It wasn't just Rav Sol Leitchik, that for sure. But Rav Gel was also in Berlin. Then there were a few others. I'm telling you, a few months that took place. And, okay, so by Tanz Chalom, okay, I'm going to finish. By Tanz Chalom, Nafshu Agum Allah. That's the reason, because the guy is, he can't function. And that's the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk over there. Who I did is a hetter to fast on Shabbos Shuva because it's so chashem, Shuva. Kashem li lovely sandos. Very difficult for me not to fast, and that's the makom, the hakel, to fast. But it's machlokes ha'goyim. Machlokes ha'goyim and ha'goyim. Ha'goyim is against it. Because you can't, his halacha is that you can't fast even the Shabbos between. I know people who fast on Shabbos Shuva between Aseres and Metshuva. I know Arayom Azeh, one or two people who fast. Because they're so, the concept of Shuva is so, they're so frightened by it. And, okay, but the Gemara says, Chai, the makes of time is the time you saw. You have to be Masha. You can't just go ahead and do something like this. And then especially someone who fasts the whole Aseres Metshuva. So he should fast on Shabbos. So there, the Paschim HaMeiko, you fast Aseres Metshuva. Then you go ahead and fast the Shabbos as well. Again, as I said, that I don't know too many people who are into this concept. And okay, say
the fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah the whole day, or
no, Chatzos, only Chatzos, only Chatzos. Yeah, I'm sorry, I should clarify that better. Only Chatzos, but I've been doing it my whole life. My father Shom is the fast of Erev Rosh Hashanah. My father never learned Yeshivas. He fasts Erev Rosh Hashanah, so that's how I follow my father. That's what I did as well. My father worked at Erev Rosh Hashanah. And and he fasted. So my father fasted. He only took off my father on the days that say in Halacha that there was in the Brochen. He didn't believe in vacation. He never heard of retirement. Maybe you should have been there to help me explain to my father the concept of vacation. There are no kinds of vacation. Cholamai, it worked. Poor me, it worked. So I forgot all the days where it says that in the Rosh Hashanah, correct, that's what my father did. Was
the Rosh Hashanah just Rosh Hashanah and Kippur?
So there was a kufa in my life when I was at Tzitzel. I used to go to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos. My brother goes to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos. Ali Amazia, I'm not a baby. He's doing it 50 years. I was only makbid then in Erev Tzitzel. Why am I not makbid? After I left Erev Tzitzel, I held you have to be a Val Madrega for that, but I'll be really honest. Why did I dafka go, Rabbi Brad, you'll appreciate this. There was no hot water in Yeshiva. There was enough hot water for 20 people. I tell us to Talmidim in my Yeshiva, the hot water. How did you survive it in the winter? It was freezing. So I went and I used to meet an Adam Golo every Erev Shabbos in Mikvah, in Yad Tamar and Chavya. That's what I did over there. And but at least I had some warm water. That was the basis for the so that's probably was the real reason. No, but I also felt that it was being where I was and learning as a self, so it was the right thing to do. But since then I have not done so, and so only I will show everything. Okay. Shukra.